Hey there, Dr. B here with your Module 1 clarifying lecture. I'll be doing one of these each week to answer your questions, address any of your concerns, and also give you some feedback. So typically I start with announcements, then I'll talk about the assignments, and then I'll answer your questions. So let's start with announcements. Make sure that you are submitting either a link to the Google Doc for your behaviorist bio or that you're submitting the name of your researcher. Either one will work so that I have something to grade. So if you don't submit something, then I can't give you a grade because the rubric's attached to that submission. So make sure that you're doing that. I really enjoyed your videos. I want to talk a little bit about who you are, talk about this course, and then I wanted to just clarify some things real quick. So we have a lot of different people in this class. This class represents a whole bunch of different disciplines like criminal justice, homeland security. We have a bunch of registered behavioral technicians. We have a fair amount of classroom teachers, some psychologists, a speech language pathologist. We have people who have just gotten married, who are engaged. We have people who just have babies. We have a corgi lover in the class. So I have a cardigan corgi, and one of our students has a Pembroke corgi. They're actually two different breeds, believe it or not. So that's exciting. We have two people who are triplets. That is a first. In my 20 years of teaching, I have not ever seen that before. Many of you are local to Fairfax. Some of you are from other states like North Carolina, New York, Indiana, Mississippi, and we have some people who are interested in sports too. It's interesting that there's actually an article in the Journal of Applied Behavior Analysis about Olympic weightlifting, which is what one of the students in the class is interested in. Bit of a caveat, if you are in North Carolina or New York, please, please, please check your licensure requirements. The licensure requirements in North Carolina and New York are a bit idiosyncratic, and so you're going to want to make sure that you understand everything that you need to do to get licensed after you finish the program and get certified. So let me tell you a little bit about this course. So this is going to be more of a why than a how course. This will be more about the principles rather than the methods. So this is not going to be a learn it today, use it tomorrow type of class. You need this foundation in order to get to the methods. So I often talk about the martial arts phrase that says, if you know a technique, you know one technique. If you know a concept, you know 1,000 techniques. Same here. If you get the concepts and principles in this class and also 622, that's going to lay a really nice foundation for when you get to the methods courses. I did want to talk a little bit about why ABA is not a treatment for autism. And somebody actually asked that question, so I'm jumping ahead just a little bit. As they were saying, you know, I did a master's degree thesis on how ABA is a treatment for autism. So ABA itself is not a treatment for autism. Okay, so let's look at behavior analysis. Behavior analysis is a natural science. So we have principles, we have concepts, we have things that are universal to all people. So the concept of reinforcement, the concept of punishment, the concept of extinction, all of these things that we're going to learn in the class are really the foundation of that science. ABA is the application of the science to socially significant problems. So not just autism. I'm working with a group called Team ABA. You'll be able to find them on Facebook and Instagram. And we're working with athletes with typical development, and doing sports performance training, nutrition training, all kinds of stuff. So the science can be applied to just about anything. So, but the science